If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Money is important. I want you to listen to this. Money is so important that the Bible says it's a defense and it answers all things. And if it were not important, then why would Jesus say where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be? Marriages are destroyed. One of the three top reasons for marriages ending in divorce or running to divorce court is financial constraints. Money and its problems create pressure. And then if the woman has to work to support the man, it creates bitterness because she has taken his role, and it's very difficult to follow somebody that you're providing for. How are you going to look at him as the head and he's sitting at home watching TV, collecting unemployment, and you getting up every day at 8 o'clock, pushing yourself out? Now, I can understand if economic situations happen and he's between jobs, you know, while he's out looking for another one. And, you know, I can understand that. But it's very difficult to be the submissive Ephesians 5 woman when your Ephesians 5 man isn't leading. Then it causes a problem in the home. Because then the children will begin looking at mom as the head. Amen. Because mom now has, when you handle the money, you make the decisions. I mean, let's just face it. And so mom's making all the decisions, and the child is going, you know, everything they want, they go to mom. Well, that distorts the view of dad. That's why we, again, in our culture, have such a hard time with our men, because most of our men are run by their women. One of my instructors said, you can always tell how a marriage is for the preacher if you look over at his wife and she's doing her nails while he's preaching. If she doesn't respect his anointing, why will the people? But I bring these things up because I need to share with you how important it is for you to understand your cultural limitations. You don't come to Christ and these things are instantaneously dismissed. You don't become a Christian and get born again and find yourself supernaturally slipping into the prophetic. You bring baggage with you. Baggage of abused childhoods, relationships that have destroyed your inside. Your will to go on has been so fractured, and now you come to Jesus with all of those issues. And in the Pentecostal church, we just tell you, bring it to Jesus, lay it at the altar. No, you can't lay those things at the altar, because these are things that go back with you when you leave the altar. When you go back home, you are still dealing with the same limitations. So what has God done in order to help us get over these issues? He's given us the power of speech. And because we are an impatient people, human beings, he knows that it takes time for speech to work. Why? Because speech is like the glass. It has to be cleaned. It has to be properly formed. It has to go through a process before you can even put my water in for my tea. Well, that's what speech does. Speech prepares the receptacle for the blessing. And it has to be a consistent thing. It can't just be one time. Don't just say it one time and walk away. No. You keep on confessing until the receptacle is prepared for the blessing. See, most of us give up when we don't see it. Oh, praise the Lord. I've been stating this for years. Well, how long? Just about 2 or 3 years. That's not enough time for you. It's enough time for God. But the changes that must take place, the receptacle. When you look at Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 19, it says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. What comes out of our hearts? What comes out of our mind-heart connection? Evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. In other words, just plain evil. You ever notice how someone can push your button and stuff will come out your mouth that you thought was done? No, let me tell you something. Christianity didn't totally push that stuff out of you. It just compartmentalized it. It pushed it back into a part of your mind where you think you don't need it anymore. But God knows it's there. So every now and then he lets somebody come into your life who has the key to that vault, and they open it up and stuff comes out your mouth that you thought you forget. Now here's the caveat. Here's the thing you have to be aware of. The stuff that you spew out to the person who aggravated you is not theirs. They're just catching it. It was everybody else's that you were trying to hold it down. I ain't gonna let you get to me, but inside you're seething. But when one person does the right thing and pushes you, that person in your present is getting all of your past because you've tried your best to be a Christian. Now, why is it that the enemy messes with your speech? Why does the devil bring you doubtful things to say? Why does he bring you, as the Bible says, no fountain can bring forth both bitter and sweet waters? It's a paradoxical statement, because the reality is when the scriptures make that statement, it says that no fountain can bring forth both bitter and sweet water. It gives the impression that what the Lord is saying is that you as a Christian can't bring forth both of those things. However, there are scriptural things, texts that teach us, particularly in the book of Exodus, when the children of Israel come out of Egypt and they go down to the waters of Marah and they find that the waters were bitter. Now, we know the waters were not created bitter, because everything God made was. Therefore, the waters were not bitter when he made them. Something happened to turn those waters bitter. When the children of Israel reach those waters, they begin to drink of them. They find out that they're bitter. They blame Moses for bringing them to bitter water. And God tells Moses, just cut down that peppermint tree and throw it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. So in other words, the process for sweetness requires external action. God does not make the waters sweet miraculously on his own. He employs an earthly process. The bitterness that you're feeling is not going to be removed by the Holy Spirit. It is going to be removed by a process. Watch. You were made bitter by people. And so God is going to keep sending people until you learn how to deal with bitter people. Because if God pulls it away from you miraculously, then you'll take it for granted and won't understand how important it is to guard your lips. If God reaches in and snatches every negative thing out your mouth, then you won't see how important it is to learn how to speak. Are you with me? Come on, you're my 7:30 people now. Don't let me down. So here's what we have in Mark 11, 22 through 26. Jesus talks about saying, and the first say, lego, verily I say unto you, means to set a discourse, or in other words, to describe. It means that the first say is to get it moving, to get the process going. Verily I open this process to you. You are among the only people who have not understood this process. For some reason, other cultures understand the process. If you speak to people who are successful, you will find that their lives were filled with positive speech. You can do it. You can accomplish this. You can be a doctor. But in our culture, We heard, you stupid. You just like your father. None of y'all any good. Every man in the family was no good. Then with all of that deposit, how do you grow? So then, now, shift forward a few years, and you come to Jesus. And in the Pentecostal church, what did you hear? You're going to hell. If you cut your hair, woman, you're going to hell. If you wear pants, you're going to hell. If you go to the movies, you're going to hell. If you smoke cigarettes, you're going to hell. If you drink liquor, you're going to hell. You go to other cultures, here's what you hear. If you smoke, that's okay. Listen, just stop smoking. Jesus loves you. If you drink, Jesus loves you. If you fall down, Jesus will pick you up. And if you have to reach way down. But in our culture, Jesus was putting you into hell every week. And here's what we did, because we were systematically trained. Here's what we did. When the preacher stood up and put you into hell for every violation, we said, tell it. And so our preachers then became hell chasers. Watch this. A lady writes a book on her journey through hell. All right? I have a problem with that theologically, but that's just my problem theologically. The people who buy the book the most are people who've been saved from hell. Why do you need to learn about hell? Why do you have so many books about demons? One or two, I can understand. But why is two-thirds of your library about demons? Watch this. How many of you have books about counterfeit money? Anybody? No. Anybody got a book about heroin or crack cocaine? You read that book and you go, look at this. So why are we constantly studying the devil? Paul said we should understand his tactics. What's the best way to understand the devil's tactics? How do you tell if a bill is counterfeit? Compare it to? You want to learn what the devil is? See what God is, and you'll see the devil is not what God is. Now, again, I'm not saying that we should be ignorant of his devices. I'm just saying, why should he get more time than God? The book says the Lord took this woman through the arm of hell, through the leg of hell, through the body of hell. And then the thing that just left her in hell to suffer the tortures of the damned. To what end? Now, you may say, oh, well, see, the Lord wanted to use her to win the loss. Okay, let's go back to the Word of God, where we should be.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07-415-8.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.